Bien. Comes the what is called one of the greatest sentences of Bhagavad Gita in 47. As I told you, I am marking out those sentences which are key sentences and over which you should have a real mastery. Now, when your intelligent will is fixed, then you will be a karma yogi. But what are the starting points of that intelligent will being fixed, even while you act? Here Sri Krishna gives a knowledge as to how you can do that. Karman neva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetuhu bhuhu ma de sangaha astu akarmani. This has been quoted very often as the fundamental teaching of the Gita, as the highest teaching of the Gita. Surely this is not the highest teaching of the Gita. This is the starting point, foundational teaching. The highest teaching of the Gita is given in the 18th chapter, not here. This is the foundational statement. The culmination, the highest statement of the Karma Yoga is in the 18th chapter, that we shall see later. But this is a starting point. If you want to make your intelligent will absolutely fixed, then you do one thing. Your intelligent will normally becomes multi-branched because of one important constituent of your activity. The desire to clutch at the fruit of action and to enjoy it. This is the psychological truth that Sri Krishna expounds, that your intelligence becomes unstable. The main reason is that when you are acting, what happens to your psychology? Your attention is not on action. Your attention is to clutch at the fruit as soon as possible and to enjoy it. If I can get 5 lakhs today, by only this much effort, I am prepared to accept that. Because my interest is not in action. My interest is in getting 5 lakhs of rupees. That is the fruit I want to enjoy. As long as you are in this condition, your intelligent will can never become stable. So Sri Krishna says, if you really want to make your intelligent will fixed, then be engaged in action. And act in such a way that you do not want to clutch at the fruit of action. It's a very hard saying to the people. Because normally we act only for the sake of the fruit of action. And now Sri Krishna says, you act, but do not desire to clutch at the results, the fruits of your action. Therefore, normally people strive to give up all action. If this is the, all that will be done, why act at all? If fruits of action are not to be enjoyed, why act at all? Therefore, Sri Krishna says, to action alone thou hast the right. First of all, realize that you have a right only to action. Over fruit, even if you desire, you have no rights. Very often you will find that you act for one thing and something else comes out. You have no control. If the world is so constituted that even if you say, well, I want this result, I want to do this, you will find that result will be quite different. Or if it is the same that you wanted, you find that, oh, this is not what I really wanted. Having got the result that you wanted, you find that it's there now in your hands. Then you find, well, this is not what I wanted. I wanted something else.